Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment on Halachos of Shemitah. So we've spoken a certain amount about ways that Shemitah produce is to be treated. Just a very, very practical question. If there's so much sanctity to Shemitah produce and to Shemitah foods that have, or to foods that have Shemitah ingredients in it, how do you deal with disposing of Shemitah foods? I mean, just if you imagine the situation, you sit down for lunch, you have some food, you're done. We throw things in the garbage all the time, and yet there's a halacha that one is not supposed to treat Shemitah items bibizayon in a disgraceful manner. So how does that translate practically? So the basic halacha is as follows, that any leftovers of food, any edible peels, any edible seeds that are still appropriate to be eaten by man, you're not allowed to throw in the garbage. So how does this work? So if you've ever visited a family in Israel during the Shemitah year, they have essentially a Shemitah box. And what you're supposed to do is leftover food that you're not going to eat. If you're going to eat it again, put it in the refrigerator like we would for anything. But if you're not going to eat it again, it goes in this box and it just stays there until it rots. And once it has rotted, then at that point, you can take it out of the box and you can put it in the actual garbage. It's a very interesting halacha. You're not even allowed to put the box in a place that might speed up its rotting. So in other words, if you think of it's a very hot day or something, it would be inappropriate to put this box outside because it could speed up the rotting process. Another interesting halacha is, let's say there's some other food that's further along in the rotting process than this new food, it's a problem of having them in the box together, because what's most likely is the more rotted food is going to affect the less rotted food. So one has to be sensitive to all these things. Presumably in the scenario that I just mentioned, you would have a separate bag of the more recent food that would go in the Shemitah box. Once the food is no longer fit for human consumption, you could take it and feed it to animals. But if you remember, we had earlier in the series that food that's normally fed to animals, food that's normally fed to people, you're not allowed to give it to animals because that's considered an inappropriate use for Shemitah if it's normally used for people. So you couldn't take leftover food from your table and feed it to your pet if it's Shemitah things. That would be inappropriate. Even if you're not going to eat it anymore, it would first have to sit in that Shemitah box. And once it was in that Shemitah box, and once it was no longer fit for human consumption, then you could feed it to an animal. Once it's no longer fit for consumption by an animal either, that it's so rotted that it's not fit for consumption by an animal, then you could throw it in the garbage. Just another interesting thing to think about. Again, those of us who live in the diaspora don't have this much, but just to realize what people in Israel are experiencing, and the day-to-day moments, the moment-to-moment lifestyle of Shemitah. So imagine you have Shabbos lunch, and some food on the table is Shemitah, and some food isn't. So there's a whole shaila, there's a whole question in Hilchos Borer, in issues of dividing things on Shabbos, in terms of, I want to figure out what's my Shemitah stuff that I'm finished with from my plate that I'm not going to put back in the refrigerator, and what's my non-Shemitah stuff? Because the non-Shemitah stuff goes straight into the garbage. And the Shemitah stuff is going to go into the Shemitah box. Is that a problem of Borer? Is that a problem of sorting on Shabbos? So there are opinions that hold it's a problem. There are opinions that hold it's not a problem because of the fact that both categories are not going to be used again in the future. So it's I don't want to get too deep into the details, but you're separating psoles from psoles. You're separating non-desired from non-desired, so it's not a Borer problem. But it's just interesting to think that that's even a question that there's opinions about. Now, I just have to close with a very important halacha, which is that that's all for actual leftover food, or theoretically actual leftover drink in one's glass. If you're washing your plate, you're washing your cutlery, you're washing your cup, and there's a little bit of food stuck to there, that's not what we're talking about. In other words, if it's so trace that it's really not fit for consumption because you can't really hold it afterwards, so to say. You can't really contain it afterwards. If it just trace amounts, that's not a concern, and that's not what we're talking about here. So if one had Shemitah foods, one has to be very careful about how they dispose of the leftover food or drink. One does not have to be careful about how they wash their plate. You know, if you think of how we would normally first scrape off the plate and then wash it in the sink or put it in the dishwasher, once it's at the point that you would wash it, you don't have to worry about if the remnants on it are actual Shemitah. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.